ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said of the meaning of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those. Ya
Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursalin. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa tabi'ina ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. O Allah, open our heart to get to know you. O Allah, open our heart to get to know ourselves. O Allah, open our heart to know our purpose of life. O Allah, open our heart to love you and go to the journey of loving you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam and Iman. O Allah, make us free from every pressure except from you, Ya Allah. O Allah, make us free from every slavery except from you, Ya Allah. Because anything from you, Ya Allah, is a heavy pressure. And anything from you and toward you, Ya Allah, is happiness and bounty in this life and hereafter. O Allah, allow us to understand, Ya Allah. O Allah, understand, allow us to comprehend, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us light and nur and barakah and qabool in everything we say and we do, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept us purely for you, by you, toward you, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Today, session number 10, in introductory of the name of Allah. And some people complain, how come introductory is taking too long? And every time I'm planning to end it, I find out it's another issue. We need it. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this issue, I'm going to share it with you because I believe it's very important to prepare ourselves to the journey of knowing the name and the quality and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people ask me questions. I want to share it with you because it's a very important question for all of us. One brother, he asked me a question. He said, can we please talk about the importance of misconception among the Muslim today? If I do my obligation, if I do my sunnah and nafl, if I fast, if I read Quran, I'm fine. All this worship is good, very important. Some of it obligation was obligation. Some of it is sunnah, it make you closer to Allah. Some of it is naf, it make you beloved to Allah. But all this supposed to be a beginning for something higher. What is that? To be for Allah. But today I see a disease in the ummah. We worship, we do zikr, we recite Quran, we study. But when it comes to sacrifice our money and time for Allah, and for sabilillah, to do good for Allah, to do good for Muslim. And I was talking to another brother about that. Is when you study in Islam, you find a lot of worship and a lot of goodness is only one is benefit is you. For example, when you worship Allah, when you make sunnah, when you make fard, when you make nafl, when you're fasting, when you do zikr, when you get up at night, is all the only one benefit is you. But if all this benefit do not come after that with a reflection of generosity, kindness, having a good manner, remember your goal in life, remember the purpose of life. Now what happened? If every Muslim today become good to himself only, and not good to other and good for other, and I remind you again, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said, he said, whoever do not care about the affair and condition of the Muslim, he's not among us. مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بَأَمْرُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. This is authentic hadith about an importance of caring. And even after you care about the Muslim, you have to care about all the non-Muslim. Because we're supposed to be the carrier of the message. If I go to my home and be nice, you go home, be nice. Everybody go home, be nice. Who would care about other? And this brings the topic of today. The topic of today I will share with you is a very dear topic to me in my life. And this topic coming from a lot of ahadith and ayat in Quran. I'm going to summarize it in one issue. What is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu one time, O Abu Ayyub, and this hadith is a unique hadith, has almost 4 or 5 variations. And this hadith, every variation has one key word different. And all the key word different, each one of them is so powerful. And I'm going to share it with you. And I'm going to tell you why I'm sharing it with you now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, and this hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, Ala adulluka ala tijara? Do you want me to lead you to a merchant? Imagine who's talking now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, and he loved him. He said, do you want me to show you a merchant? He said, sure, ya Rasulullah. He said, sal bayna al-nas, iza tafasadu, wa qarrib baynahum, iza taba'adu. Unite between people if they generate mischief. And fix between people if they become apart. Meaning a Muslim should be involved always to unite between people and unite people for goodness. And this hadith narrated again by different riwayah, different wording. أَلَا أَدُلُكَ عَلَى عَمَلٍ يَرْضَاهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ Can I lead you to a deed, beloved, and it make Allah wa Rasuluh pleased with you? Is the same topic. By this way, Allah, Rasulullah mentioned tijara, a merchant, pleasing, and another riwayah, loving. Can I lead you to a topic? Allah wa Rasulullah love, the same topic. And another narration, can I lead you to a charity? Allah wa Rasulullah love it. By this way, this topic, Allah, Rasulullah mentioned to us is what? It is tijara, a merchant, a sadaqah, a charity, pleasing to Allah, loving to Allah, or Rasul. What it mean to fix what would be people? Do you remember every Monday and Thursday, the deed will be elevated. Allah accept all the deed except from two. All the deed of us will be accepted every Monday and Thursday except from two. One is bad to his parents. And two Muslims have something against each other in the heart. If two Muslims meet each other and do not initiate salam, and they have something in the heart, both of them, their deed will not be accepted until the day of judgment. And Allah will not look at them. Apply it to neighbors, we will know each other, husband and wife, kids and parents, parents and kids, apply to everybody. Is this not scary? According to the fiqh of this understanding, what it means, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala receives a deed of a person, he's involved in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angel, put it away. I will not look at it. And go to the file of the person. Allah will not look at it, Allah will not accept it. Until two things will happen. Either the day of judgment or the people forgive each other for Allah. If the heart is not clean and finish it, Allah will not look to both of them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, And the highest one, the one start the other one with a smile and salam. This is the highest. And now the Day of Judgment come, Allah will tell you, come, why are you upset with him? Why are you upset with her? Why you do this? Why you do that? And Allah will causing justice between both of you. At this time, according, if you have excuse, now it's up to Allah to decide if he will accept your deed or not. Imagine, is this not scary? This why, you remember the hadith about when a man, Rasulullah said he's among the people of Jannah, and what he did? He sleep and he has nothing in his heart against nobody. Today we say that. We said, I have nothing in my heart against you. But I cannot communicate, I cannot smile, I cannot give you salam. This against Allah wa Rasulullah. You can study this topic by yourself. And today this is one of the disease of the end of time. What this has to do with today the name of Allah? I will tell you. This hadith, I heard it in a big session by one scholar. But this not only the hadith, because this hadith has many, many hadith in the same particular topic. To unite between neighbors and neighbors, husband and wife, people in business, whatever, any united between people, Allah loves it so much. And this day, almost 25 years ago or more, Allah gave me a gift, unbelievable gift. The Sheikh was talking about this topic to the point we cried. I cried so much. Why? Because I saw the amount of rewarding and benefit for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use somebody to unite. This why I remind you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, lie is not allowed except in three positions. Do you remember? Lie is not allowed in Islam except three positions. One, in a time of war, which it can cause harm to you or other, you allow to lie. The second, between husband and wife. You know, you do not like your wife or you do not like your husband. Oh, my beloved, you know, you're so lovely, you're so this. But you do not mean it. Just let it go. It's allowed in Islam. And the third one, to unite between people. For example, a man come and his wife fighting with each other. I talk to you alone, I talk to him alone, you insulting him, he is insulting you. But I go to you and tell you, you know something, your husband crying, he make dua for you, he love you so much, he said nice thing about you. It didn't happen. But Rasulullah said it, and later on the companion said it, they said, this is not a lie to fix between people. Today we think everything is true is a true. But it's not true to the point you're causing fitna. You're making somebody get up and killing somebody and you said, I said the truth. This is called in Islam wisdom. Similar to something called tawriya. Tawriya meaning you're going someplace. And this place for goodness. But the person or the family or whatever do not understand. You can use tawriya. I'm going for a business. People, once they hear business, they're happy. And deep inside, I believe I'm going for a business for Sabilillah. Word for Sabilillah is hidden. Because today, if you said to somebody, I'm going to make money, go for Sabilillah. No. You see? I'm going to study. Go for Sabilillah. No. I have a project for my professor. Go for Sabilillah. No. By the way, a project. Keep the rest for yourself. I'm going for a business. I'm going for a meeting. But it has to be for Allah. Now, this particular day, something happened to me. I said to myself, if this issue is so beloved to Allah to fix between people, and the people is happy with each other, What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happened if I try to fix what between you and Allah? What Messenger and Prophet doing? Is he try to fix between relationship between a servant, human being, and their own creator? Is this not high? This is the highest. And this is where I'm coming from. And this is my goal too. Because today we talk about how to define yourself, how to know yourself, how you know what you want. You see? How you be good. How you know if you are sincere in your own quality or fake. All this do not come unless you know others. You see? You remember what I said? To love somebody, you have to serve. Today, why we fail this journey of love? Because I always want what I want. Even what I want might be wrong. And this generates slavery. For example, you can be a slave to meals, a slave to physical relation, a slave to money, a slave to status, a slave to ego, a slave to arrogance. A slave to show off is all slavery. Because once the desire gets too high, you're willing to do anything to fulfill your desire. Now you're slave. How you can get rid of that? And call the slavery also a pressure. By this way, you're not free now. By this way, you think you're free, but you're not free. When all this can be done? Only if you get to know Allah. If you get to know Allah, you love Allah. If you love Allah, Allah will love you. And if Allah love you, He guide you. And if He guide you, He let you know. And now your action, your thinking, your reaction, according to whom? Allah. Huge difference. Do you get it now? But now, if you do not know all of the above, your action or reaction according to your desire, what I feel, what I like, and when you keep doing that, you become a slave to yourself. Once you become a slave to yourself, if you do not receive it, you get upset, you get angry. You cannot be good to others. And in the meantime, you are a slave to yourself. And when you slave to yourself, you're blind. And when you're blind, you cannot see. You cannot feel what others want. Because only you want what you want. Do you understand it so far now? By this way, how I get action and reaction sincerely with good quality is very simple. Who is the owner of quality? Allah. Who can give me quality? Allah. According to my relationship with Allah, according to how much He give me quality. And you will never have quality from Allah unless you are a slave. And you will not slave to Allah unless you're free from your own slavery. And once you are pure slave to Allah, Allah make everything slave to you. And if you're not a slave to Allah, Allah make everything your slave. How many times we are slave in our own thinking? A slave or our own temptation? A slave from fear, a slave from love, a slave from want, a slave from desire. And shaitan take you and take you for a ride. And you become worry, 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 love, worry, worry, fear, love. Headache. Unbelievable headache. Why? You're not free. And if you're not free, you're not a slave to Allah, now you are a slave to shaitan, now all this above. And something came in my heart a couple of days ago. When Musa alayhi salam was walking one time, and Musa who? Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, the one who talked to Allah. He said, Allah, you choose me, and you make me close to you. Give me a gift. Give me something special for me. He said, Ya Musa, go and say, La ilaha illallah. He said, Ya Allah, everybody said La ilaha illallah. Give me something special for me. He said, Ya Musa, go say La ilaha illallah. Number 3. He said, Ya Allah, I want something special. He said, go say La ilaha illallah. If La ilaha illallah in one scale, and the whole seven heaven and earth in another scale, it will break them. It will diminish them. And this is why some people come in the Day of Judgment with a lot of sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angel, look at his scale, the right one. If he have anything, they said, Ya Allah, we do not find anything except one card. What card is that? The card of La ilaha illallah. He said, put it inside. And the moment Allah put the card of La ilaha illallah, the scale have all the sins, it shaked and thrown it away. And La ilaha illallah become more heavier than all the sins. To the point in one narrated hadith of the meaning of, the person has 99 books full of sins. And when he put La ilaha illallah card, even the person, he said, oh Allah, what this card will do with all these books? Allow me to go to Jahannam, I know I'm finished. He said, wait until we see. And the moment he put the card of La ilaha illallah, boom, it shoot, it overcome the 99 books full of the bad deed. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever said La ilaha illallah mukhlisan biha, dakhala al-jannah. Whoever said La ilaha illallah sincere with it, he entered Jannah. Today, one of the diseases we said, oh, he have sincerity in La ilaha illallah. He doesn't. We cannot say that. Because even if it takes one moment, we do not know which moment. Because La ilaha illallah can be snatched from you. Is not a gift forever. It come and go. And the lucky one who have it, he hold tight with it, he live it until he die with it, enter the grave with it, resurrected with it. Do you understand or no? By this way, if you study the ahadith about La ilaha illallah, is a lot. In Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us, increase of La ilaha illallah and istighfar. What did he say? They said, Ya Rasulullah, what we need this for? He said, this is the originator and the rebuilder and the reborn of your faith. But if you say it with a meaning, why I add this topic now? Because you cannot be a slave unless you have La ilaha illallah. Any minus in La ilaha illallah is minus in slavery. Minus in slavery, what it mean? Now you're moody. Now you're uptight. Now you have the disease of yourself, the disease of your nafs, the weakness. You see? And now genetic come and attack you. But when you look in the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they reach the level of La ilaha illallah truthfulness, they come over their own habits, genetic, bad manner, you name it, culture, customs, what I like, what, and they put Allahu Akbar. Why? Because they have La ilaha illallah. Why? Where it coming from? I shared with you something last week. I'm not sure if you remember, because today I can talk for years and nobody remember what I'm talking about. And this is very bad. Really bad. You remember, I was reading and I came to something, it hit me. And I want to share it with you because it fit this topic. Some people went to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Hakim al-Ummah, the most wise of the Ummah, mother, and asked her, oh, the mother of Abu Darda, what is special about Abu Darda? She said, two quality, he have them. He's silent a lot. And he's thinking all the time. What he's silent about? Remember Allah. What he's thinking about? The glory of Allah, Jannah, Jahannam, believing in Allah. And something amazing. I find another riwayah, another story, with the mother of Abu Dharr, radiallahu anhu. She said the same thing, identical. What is the two qualities special about Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu? Silent a lot. Thinking a lot. But it's not like us, helicopter. No. Silent with zikr of Allah. Thinking the glory of Allah, the kingdom of Allah. Like yesterday, they have a news about the building a dome. A dome of like some kind of a glass, but it's not a glass. Okay? With an equipment. And this dome was an equipment. They added as a piece to the main, according to them, a station in the orbit somewhere. And some of the astronauts went inside. And they said, what we see is amazing. Because they make this dome with a material like a glass, meaning they can see. By the way, they can see completely around it. I said, subhanallah. Even online, when they have it, and they communicate to the earth, they said, we see color and sky, and we felt some feeling we never felt it. We cannot comprehend it. I said, subhanallah. When they see that, what happened? And what happened if you see the creation of Allah, the power of Allah, the beauty of Allah, but Allah value, you cannot think about the maker. Tell me. Imagine if you enjoy something and you do not think about the maker of whom who did it. What it mean? You're so blocked. You're so blocked. You see? We talk about it before. What make a famous restaurant famous? The chef. The chef or the sous chef. But we always said, oh, he's a good chef. He's the maker of these meals. And we appreciate the maker. Today we see all the bounty of Allah. And we do not thank and show gratitude to the bounty of the maker. Because what is Islam actually? What is the highest level of Islam? Because if you think about yourself, you are drowning. You are drowning in the bounty of Allah. And this leads us to another hadith. The another hadith is, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, don't talk too much without remembering of Allah. He said, why ya Rasulullah? He said, because talking too much without remembering of Allah, it makes the heart hard. And the person, his heart is hard, he's away from Allah. Do you get it or no? Because how you believe in Allah, loving Allah, you want to please Allah, and you do not remember Allah. And this is why, when one sister, she asked me, how I know my action or my quality is fake or real? I told her, look to your own decision making. Because decision always come from quality. Unless you are hasty or a fool. But if you really have a quality, good or bad, you know. But if Allah value, you cannot see. That's why I tell her, look to your own decision. And this is why I right away go to this topic, because it's very important for young youth. Why I choose certain university from another one? Why I choose certain field from another one? Why I choose certain man or woman to marry? It's very according to what? According to you, what you want. By the way, if you're greedy and you want money, you go for it. When I was young, my father, rahmatullah alayhi, he wanted me to be a doctor. And I check. The doctor in the old days, they used to call them the angel without wings. You know that? They used to have a nickname. The angel without wings. They used to go to the houses. They used to spend time all night with you until you be okay. Now, any young person go to be a doctor for prestige and money and status. And later on, he tell you, I want to be good. Excuse me. Look what's going on. You become a number. Sure, it's some good doctor, but not too many. Not too many. And this in every field. Why? Greed. Selfishness. Yourself. And by the way, if you are greedy and selfish and think about yourself, you will not think about other. And if you think and not think about other, you will not find yourself. Because you always find out quality coming from how you behave with other. This is a quality. But if you enter yourself and enter your shell, meaning what? You become more sick. More sick. Unless you devoted this time for Allah. It's different. But even then, if you devoted your time for Allah and you belong to Allah, when a time come and Allah open you to deal with other, what will happen? You will find a beautiful quality because you belong to Allah. By the way, if you really belong to Allah, you're spending the time alone for Allah, it will increase your quality. But if you're spending the time alone because you like it, it will increase your diseases. And once you deal with other, the reality will show up. And little by little you develop the very, very bad genetic habits. And will destroy you as soon or later. Because if everybody go inside his shell, what will happen? Huh? Can we be in everybody's shell and that's it? Huh? No way. This is not Islam. We do not have priesthood in Islam. We can be seclusion for some time to develop quality. But develop quality to share and give and be good and sacrifice. And this is what the brother asked me. Talk about sacrifice. And sacrifice can vary. What happens if you have no money? And I will come to it, inshallah, if I find it. And I find it already. One companion, his name is Aswad ibn Asram radiallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a wasayyah. He said, hold tight your hand. He said, what happened if I cannot do it? What meaning hold tight your hand in here? Meaning be good with your hand. He said, what happened if I do not have something in my hand? What happened if I cannot be good? He said, hold tight your tongue. He said, how I can do it if I cannot hold my tongue? He said, I cannot hold it. And he think about it physically. He said, don't spread your hand except with goodness, and don't spread your tongue except with goodness. Meaning be careful what you're saying. Be careful what you're doing. What this has to do with the name of Allah? Because today we have a sickness. We study knowledge for knowledge. But when it comes to live it, we bankrupt. Especially in a situation. And again, the mu'min, he deal with situation he like and situation he dislike equal. This is a mu'min. Because he know, nothing can happen to me I like or I dislike without whom? The will of Allah. Today, when I step in this pins for a moment, it hurt. According to my nafs, I won't get upset. I hold it tight and I remember what I'm upset about. Why? For what reason? Can I complain? No, it's done. It's my fault and it's written. Complaining will not cause anything. I have to make dua and that's it. Now, why this topic related to the preparation of the name of Allah? Because the name of Allah and attribute of Allah will lead you to highest quality. But today we have bankrupt. We think if I have money, I have quality. If I have a status or degree, I have a quality. If I have a beauty or I have good clothing, I have a quality. But I forget the main quality. This is what we're talking about all the time. Who make me deal with you or you deal with me in a nice manner? Quality. Where do we get the quality from? Can we buy it? And also, when you complain about other, also remember, do I have quality? Focus. What about my quality? By this way, quality coming from Allah. Who's Allah? The Creator. According to my journey of Iman, according to how much I get closer to Allah, according to the amount of remember of Allah, according to the amount of rain, to rain my tongue, to rain my desire, to mean my slavery of other, now I'm free. And if I'm free, now I belong to Allah. If I belong to Allah, I do the things Allah love and desire and please with. And if I do so, He will guide me and put barakah and blessing in what I'm doing and saying. Even if it's wrong, according to you. By this way, when something happened to you, you like it or you don't, you know for a fact. You belong to Allah, it's coming from Allah. Be patient. Be united to Allah. Allah will show you and lead you. Why is not happening? We talk about it. Because we're drowning in dunya, in material life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said something so beautiful. But before I share with you this particular issue, let me share with you another one. Do you remember when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever said la ilaha illallah, mukhlisan biha. And wa fi riwayah, sadiqan biha. Truthfulness with it. Where the truth? Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said, alaykum bil sidq. Say the truth. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبَرِّ. Truth will lead you to goodness. And better goodness lead you to Jannah. And the man, he keep going, searching for the truth. And saying the truth until he rewritten to Allah Siddiqan. And in the meantime, he said, get away from lie. Because lie lead you to fujur. And fujur lead you to Jahannam. And the person keeps saying a lie until Allah will not look at him, and he wrote to Allah in the kingdom of Allah as a liar. And a mu'min is not a liar. Okay, we talk about it except in a certain time. Now, what I want to share with you today is a topic is very important. I hope I find it because this topic is very important and has been reported by many, many ways. What is that? Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ. Word بَادِرُوا in Arabic meaning hurry up. Hurry up with good deed. And this hadith has been reported many times with many narration, with many word different. I'm going to share with you some of it, not all of it. And in this particular one, he said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ سَبْعًا. Do good deed 7. What are you waiting for? وَمَا تَنْتَظِرُونَ إِلَّا فَقْرًا مَنْسِيًّا. What you expected and what you waiting for? Maybe you will get poverty to make you forget yourself. أو غنى مضغيا, or money and a status make you become oppressor. أو مرضا مفسدا, or a disease finish you up. أو هرمًا مفنداً, or age make you weak, you cannot do. أو موتًا مجهزًا, or a death all of a sudden. أو الدجال. The Dajjal who come in the end of time. فَإِنَّهُ شَرُّ غَائِبٍ. It is the worst unseen waiting for. أو الساعة. Number 7, أو الساعة, the day of judgment. أدهى وأمر. More than all of the above. That's why Rasulullah said, if you're not going to do good deed now, what are you waiting for? You're waiting for one of the sevens. And one of the seven will finish you. Do you understand or not? And this why is a mu'min, hurry. Today you meet people, oh, when I finish my education, when I finish my degree, when I finish my business, when I make the money, when I build the house, when I say, everybody, this is called tasweef. Tasweef is shaitan, meaning when he tell you tomorrow, until tomorrow is gone and nothing going on. Now, listen to this also, and this I believe without no doubt, we are in it now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said hadith similar to the one before, but different. But he starts with the same. Badiru bil a'mal. Word badiru also is not a hurry. Badiru is set priority. Set it number one. Meaning, if I have something to do today, I have to ask myself, which one is number one? Which one is number two? Which one number three? By this way, according to the Islam, I should be number one is what? Akhiratuk, akhirah action. By this way, it's a high priority of me for that. And this reminded me by a man I met him in Medina, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was a very beautiful man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with him, put barakah in him and guard him and guide him inshaAllah. He's from Turkey. Very unique brother. May Allah guide him and be with him. And this man, when I met him almost 14 years ago, he told me, he worked for a big businessman as a manager, and he told me, I have many notebooks. And all these notebooks, I have to write down what I have to accomplish today. And when I meet my boss, I have to write down what I want accomplished today. And he said, one day I'm visiting the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make salah ala nabi, and coming back when I discover. For dunya, I have many notebooks, and I accomplish. What about akhirah? Do I have a notebook for akhirah? Do I have a priority, what I'm supposed to do today to gain my akhirah? Huh? And he said that this time I get very upset. And I decided to buy a very elegant table with a big notebook. And I put it next to the door. And I call it in the top, the notebook of Akhirah, the notebook of success. And I said, if I have to write down what I have to do for dunya, how come I cannot write down what I have to do for Akhirah? And I should try to do whatever I can. You see? And this lead me to something in my own life long time ago. And this something, if you really listen to me, you find it related to you. When you are in a school, you obey. And you try to be the best. And you correct your writing, you correct your reading, you correct this. You try to please the teacher. You try to please your friend. And if you are in a job, you try to please your manager. You see, I have a man who do a lot of haram. And I tell him, why you do it? He said, I try to please my father. Even if it's haram. Even if it's wrong. By the way, today, our loyalty to people. By the way, in the front of your manager, you give him unbelievable respect. Duty, manner, belonging, you sacrifice your time, You sacrifice the priority of your time, even if you're sick. Your loyalty, your devotion, your sincere effort. All this you're doing it to whom? To a man, to a manager, to somebody. Because you believe in his paycheck. Or are you waiting for a smile from him or her? Or are you waiting for somebody to appreciate you? Or are you waiting for somebody to thank you? Or to tell you are good? Why we cannot do it to Allah? Because Allah's appreciation to us is unseen. You see, we do not see, for example, I do zikr today, I see my palace in Jannah. It exists. If I believe in Allah, it exists. But Allah will not allow me to see it now. By this way, the unseen rewarding, we do not see. And the rewarding of the dunya, we do not comprehend it. Why? Because we're drowning in dunya. If you have a little bit of patience, what is that? It's a bounty. Guidance is a bounty. Worship Allah is a bounty. Get up for salah is a bounty. Making sajda is a bounty. Remember Allah is a bounty. Running after remember Allah and get to know Allah is a bounty. Every moment you spend it for Allah is a bounty. For Allah to mask your bad deed is a bounty. For Allah to mask your own sins is a bounty. By this way, we are drowning in many bounty of Allah. If you are a normal person now, what you should do? Thank and show gratitude to the one He give you all this bounty. And you cannot show gratitude and thank and pleasing and love unless you know. And this is why the session today is belong to an introductory of the name of Allah. Do we get it? Do we comprehend it? Do we live it? Do we try to please Allah? Is our main devotion to Allah? I will tell you, you cannot do it. Why? Because the early people said again, you will never love someone unless you know him. You cannot serve someone with your heart unless you know him. And unless you know his quality. But today I have a question for you. How come we give devotion, loyalty, love, surrender, we try to please the wrong people, the wrong condition, the wrong everything? Something wrong with our belief. Because if your belief is good, you have the right vision, you have the right thinking, you have the right heart, you can see. And you will go for what is good for you. But if you belong to yourself, you always go according to yourself. Meaning shaitan mask you, now you cannot see the truth. You cannot see the reality. Because the reality belongs to Allah. You remember? Journey of love and happiness for the truth. Who's the owner of the truth? Allah. Who's the truth? Allah. Who can show you the truth? Allah. Who can lead you to the truth? Allah. By this way, the more you belong and you're devoted to Allah, the more you have the truth. What do you think? And even you, how you know yourself? You will never know yourself unless you know Allah. And when you know Allah, Allah allow you to know who you are. What it means? Allah will give you good quality, and Allah will make you come over your bad quality. Now He decorates you with a good quality. Do I need to make a makeup? No. Do I need to decorate myself? No. The ultimate decoration of us is manner. Manner is a beautiful quality. Belonging to Allah is a beautiful quality. And this how Allah can decorate us with a quality. And this why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَقْرَبَكُمْ إِلَيَّ مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The most closest one to you, or to me, in the Day of Judgment, the one, the best manner among you. Why? A lot of people misunderstand this hadith. Because you cannot have a best manner unless you have high iman. High iman gives you quality. Any minus in manner, minus in iman. And you will never gain quality without sacrificing. Sacrificing gives you quality. And sacrifice vary from one person to another. You might need to sacrifice your time. sacrifice your thought, sacrifice your love, sacrifice your money, sacrifice your belonging, sacrifice your comfort. And if you are a believer, you're willing to sacrifice all of this because Allah can give you something higher than all of the above. He can fill you with happiness even if you have nothing. And this is the highest quality. And this is why a lot of people do not understand. How many rich multi-millionaire, billionaire committing suicide? They cannot go to sleep. They have a doctor next to the bed. They have to try to make them sleep, give them different medication. They become addicted to the medication. Now they need more medication. Now they can have heart problem. Why all this? They cannot go to sleep. Do we thank Allah for even we go to sleep and that's it? No problem. And how many people, many rich than you, they cannot go to sleep like you? And we eat and we dump it spicy and not spicy and oily and sugary and this, and we go to sleep. And some people cannot even eat little bit of what you're eating. And they need a dozen of medication. How many rich people are so sick, they only can watch food? I remember the multimillionaire Forbes in the early 80s or 90s. He used to make a big party for his own birthday. Okay? Million and million of dollars. And one person was in one of his own party and he told me, he cannot eat. He's so sick, he cannot eat. He died after the following one, after 2 days of his own birthday party. I forget, but this is a big four. Multi-millionaire or billionaire. And he cannot eat. And what he used to do? He used to bring young people to eat and watch. He said, eat, enjoy it. You know? Let me watch. Because I only can watch. Do you value that? Do you value the sweetness of your heart? The calmness? Do you think when you are belong to Allah and Allah give you His pleasure inside of you, even if you're lonely, is not a bounty? The mu'min do not need somebody to tap in the shoulder. You do charity and you run. Hidden. Because who's watching? Allah. Who will give you the nice tap inside your heart, not in the shoulder? Allah. Huh? Do we get it? This is ikhlas now. This la ilaha illallah. This is Islam. This iman. And once you get closer to whom you're dealing with, and you are a normal person, you have to love him. You have to love him. And when you love him, you show gratitude. And when you show gratitude, you thank him. And when you do that, now you are patient against yourself and patient for him. And you put his pleasure above your pleasure. What he love above you. What he like above you. And this gives you freedom within. This is how you get quality. But anytime you surrender to who you are, and we get uptight, and we get angry, and we get moody. Why? I belong to myself. Belong to whom now? Shaitan. By its way, Shaitan take me to the journey of a mess. And every day I become with a different personality, different mood. Especially our Muslim sisters. When you add to that hormone, and the cycle, and the motherhood, and breastfeeding. Why? Lack of zikr of Allah. Take it from me. All of us lack of zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah is very little. If we do really more zikr, more remember of Allah, this will not be the condition. And if we add to that some spending and some charity, Allahu Akbar. And above that, what will happen? It will lead us to try to please and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope I benefit you today. And hopefully we have time. This hadith now, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ. Hurry up and put priority to your deed. Before. What before this time? Before fitanan faqita'an layl al-muslim. I give you example of this sentence. The sentence said, before fitna, like the pieces of dark night. Think about now, I get you 10, 15 pieces of cloth. All of them is black. Black cloth in a dark night. Can you distinguish between any one of them? Huh? You cannot distinguish. You cannot distinguish, you cannot see them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, in the end of time, you are in the middle of fitna. Like that. Meaning what? It's too many. Day and night, day and night, day and night. And what he said, listen to this now. He said, the person will wake up mu'min, he sleep a kafir. And a person sleep a kafir, wake up mu'min. What it mean? Meaning the cycle of iman and kufr will be too fast. Why? Condition, situation, and its level of iman is so weak to the point, boom, 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 boom. I tell the people this week, you remember the kids when they play in this, what do you call it?
Seesaw.
Eh?
Seesaw.
Seesaw. This is our condition now. Seesaw, you, whatever, we up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. When you up and down, what it mean? When you up, you do good, you down, you do bad. Good, up, down, up, out. But the problem is not down and up. Rasulullah said, mu'min and kafir. How many of us wake up with a good face and sleep with upsetness? Or wake up with upsetness and sleep with a bad face? Why? Why this moody all the time? Fitna. Listen to this carefully now. يَبِيعَ دِينَهُ بَعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his deen with a piece of money or a piece of dunya. I find it today in a time looking for a job, in a time of choosing job, in a time to choose a friend, in a time of choosing husband and wife. We sold out. We sold out our iman and deen for what? For a piece of meat. For a piece of money, for a piece of cold pleasure, for something I think it will benefit me, to please somebody else. By this way, it's a pleasure of people, pleasing my blind nafs, it become above Allah wa Rasul. Why? Lack of iman, lack of journey of iman. Now let me give you a very bad point in here. What about if I'm a learned Muslim, called Muslim? I'm a learned. I have the knowledge, but I'm going after my desire. And sometimes today our desire is stupid. Building a house, having money, changing car, doing this. And when it comes to my young brother and sister in Islam, I feel so sad. When we sold our journey of life in this life and hereafter with a bad company. For what? For what? For what? I destroy my soul, myself, everything. For what? To get what? And this is why, how I spend my night, how I spend my day, how I spend my time, how I spend my tongue, how I spend my thought, how I spend my thinking, how I spend my love. How has been my devotion? How has been my loyalty? You see, all this again, lack of journey of iman. They are interconnect. You lose one, you lose them all. You remember today we talk about the tongue. And what happened if you talk too much without remember of Allah? The heart become hard. And the hard heart, Rasulullah SAW said, away from Allah. What about if we're bending our tongue in the wrong place, with the wrong people? What about if I have some of this, some of that, some of this, some of that? What's the ending? Bankrupt. By the way, the same thing I said it to the sister, and I say it to you too. The mu'min has one tongue, one heart, one thinking, one action, one manner. And like I said to you before, I forget number 6 or 7. One of the quality of the mu'min also, he has one personality. If I'm alone in a room with you, with other, I have one personality, one tongue, one aim, one fikr, one thinking, one desire. Somebody might tell me, excuse me, be real. I'm a human being. I have a personal desire, I have a personal need, I have this, I have that. What do you want me to do? I tell you very simple. Allah promised if you slave to Allah, Allah will be for you. If you take care about what Allah wants, Allah take care about what you want. But today, because of the lack of iman, we have no patience. And lack of patience make me try to jump. Like one sister told her, please don't act like a rabbit. What does a rabbit do? Jump. I promise you, try to walk like a rabbit. What will happen to you? Huh? You fall. You'll break your neck. And even if you're so athletic and you have muscles, you might jump once, you might jump two. I promise you, the third jump, you will break your knee, you'll break your hand, you'll break your neck. Allah did not create you like a rabbit. By the way, please, don't walk like a rabbit, don't think like a rabbit, don't jump like a rabbit. You are walking as a human being. You want hurry? Hurry and set priority to goodness. Hurry and set priority and think, where's your tongue? And like one scholar, he said, look at the tongue. Tongue place it, Allah place it in what? In an unbelievable, like cage. This cage controlled by two bone, the jars, and the set of teeth in the front. This set of teeth is not only to eat. Like when this guy said, the teeth telling the tongue, be inside. Don't get out without permission. What are you talking about? And this is why we said it. We have two ears, but we have only one tongue. Imagine we have two. It would be a mess. By this way, do you think today the introductory to the name of Allah is finished? Huh? What do you think? Are we ready to value the name of Allah, the quality of Allah? Are we ready to learn it and grow with it? Or are we still a slave to ourselves? My main concern, how to value the knowledge you're going to receive and how you value yourself also. Because if you value yourself, you will not sell it cheap. You will not just throw it away and after that blame it. By this way, we have a principle in Islam. I belong to Allah. Allah elevate me. Elevate me physically, emotionally, mentally, in this life and hereafter. Even if I'm the poor of the poorest. Because the quality and belonging to Allah has nothing to do with the way you look, your size, your clothing, your money, or status. Is according to your piety and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to what? Believing in Him. According to what? Thanking Him. According to what? How to be pleased with Him. The whole journey of iman. And believe it or not, if you look at the whole journey of iman, to show gratitude and thanks to Allah. Because the bounty of Allah, we cannot thank Allah. We cannot. Because every bounty to Allah, you thank Him for it, He has million and million and billion of bounty above you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who thank Allah, show gratitude to Allah, be with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us free from slavery to everything except to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us free from every weakness we have. And may Allah give us strength against ourselves, against our temptation, against our shaitan. O Allah, allow us to know You. O Allah, allow us to love You. O Allah, allow us to comprehend the message. O Allah, allow us to be for You, by You, toward You. And O Allah, Allah allow us to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believer and those who love you and love each other for you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah. We cannot accomplish none of the above without you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we are weak, you are strong. We are poor, you are rich. And you are the owner of ability. Give us the ability, Ya Allah. Give us the guidance, Ya Allah. Give us the light and wisdom, Ya Allah. Give us the basira, Ya Allah. Give us the vision and ability to get closer to you, Ya Allah. And O Allah, give us the ability to comprehend. Is this relationship is the only relationship will benefit me in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. And generate the happiness for me in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, we call you, Ya Allah. Accept us for you, by you, toward you, Allah. And make us spread the message, Ya Allah, for you, Ya Allah, by you, Ya Allah, toward you, Allah. Sincerely, truthfulness to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, deal with us according to you, and don't deal with us according to us. O Allah, look at us and smile to us, and don't look at us and be angry at us. O Allah, we are weak and sinner, but we need you, Allah. We need you, Allah. We need you, Allah. Don't leave us to your enemy, Shaitan, the Satan, the cursed one, Ya Allah. And O Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.